I'm with Peter from South Tyrol. Incredibly, flown all this way. He must be the only person. In fact, his friends, a group of seven from South Tyrol, which is, it used to be formerly was part of Austria. It's now Italy. But Peter is part of the campaign for independence of South Tyrol. Is that right?
That's right.
Why are you in
Edinburgh? Difference to Scotland is that we don't have a referendum, not yet.
You want a referendum?
Yeah, we want it. Yeah. But at the moment, not this. So.
Yeah. How does it feel being part of a referendum over here? Does it make you want one even more?
Yes, it's an emotion. It's a really great emotion to be here, to look to people, to interesting of people. And we are at home, we listen to the radio on BBC, we read the newspapers, and we follow the referendum, and it's very interesting, I think, also for other people, like the Catalans, like the Flemish people in Belgium, and also for us.
So, how long have you been here in Scotland?
We arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
And we stay until Saturday morning.
Right. Yeah. And you're going to take this fever pitch campaign back home with you.
Yeah, and we have a Facebook community.
Yeah, plug
and
that.
They follow us.
Yeah.
Because our newspaper, all our reporters stay here. And so we have said we come here to reporting from the referendum directly.
Excellent. So do you have a lot of support in South Tyrol, or is it... Do you have a lot of support for independence? Is there a lot of people?
A lot of supporters.
Yeah.
Yes, at the moment, I don't know. We don't have any referendum, but I think that at the moment, 50%.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And for people...
Perhaps are for independence,
for
but
independence.
The followers are... 3,000-4,000 people there.
Really?
And more, 10,000. Yeah.
What are your main two reasons for independence, South Tyrol?
Two reasons?
Yeah.
Because we are so different to Italy.
Yeah.
Because we were always Austrian and not Italian. And also the reason is... It's a little bit different to find the words, the right words, because my English is only...
No, you're perfect in English.
Economy.
Economy. So it's
That's the reason.
Right.
One, the history, the economy, and also the... Like the Scotland's the... The Sofnambile.
So, do you want your seat back?
To build independence is for every Tiroler is really strong.
Right.
Yeah.
Like here.
Yeah.
And what happens? You're wearing a yes badge, so you want independence.
Yeah.
You want independence.
We're supporters.
Well. Yeah. But where's your soul tire? I haven't seen the flag.
Yeah.
You haven't got the flag. But when you wake up tomorrow morning, what if no wins?
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, you're going
to
stay up
results,
all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to stay up all night then? Are you going to stay up all night to watch these results come in? Or are you
I don't understand.
Are you going to go to sleep and then wake up tomorrow and find out the results?
Sure.
But what happens if... If yes loses, what happens if no wins?
I think if yes wins for us or for
Scotland.
For Scotland. I think if yes wins, there are so many chances for Scotland. And if no wins, I think it would be close, again, it's a close result, no? And I think Scotland wins with yes and with no. Because this thinking that Scotland, that the Scottish people are thinking about yes campaign, about no campaign, about stay independent, stay with Great Britain or to be independent, it's just an improvement of the democratic thinking, you know?
Yeah.
And I think always if it no, also the government of Westminster must take
notice of that.
Notice about it and give Scotland more autonomy.
Powers. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and enjoy the rest of your night and enjoy your drinks.
It's a little bit different for me because I don't